This is sugya matzah, okay? So on matzah and matzah ashira, okay? Everyone familiar with matzah ashira is? What's matzah ashira? What?
Anything that's not made.
And we're going to eventually get to... Right. And we're going to get to a brisk rub, which is a very short grizz, your first grizz of the year. Very short grizz. Very, very, very challenging. Unique Rambam, fascinating. A very, like a diak also that I would have seen, I saw it a million times over and didn't realize what the Rambam was saying, and now... But it's a radical way of looking at the matzah shira. Okay. Go. Kapel? Kapel, take it away. Laman Haman Alf. Imsachem. Eiludvarim.
Eiludvarim she'adam yotzei b'hen yedei chubasim of Pesach. These are the things that person is yotzei their obligation on Pesach, Passover. B'chidim, b'sorim, b'kuspim, b'shifon, b'shilos shoel. With, do you want me to translate it?
No, the five grains, okay?
Five grains.
We all know the five grains.
Right.
Okay.
You should translate the last.
When it comes to matzah, right, the matzah must be made out of one of these five grains. Everyone understand that? Okay? Right. Now, okay, what doesn't the Mishnah include, by the way? Because matzah has two ingredients.
Water.
Okay. This is important. You may not think it's important, but it is. The Mishnah tells us the solid side. Never doesn't tell us anything about the
liquid
side. Gemara.
Tana Brisa, Kusmin mean chitin, and Shibolas Shoel Bishifon mean Seorin. So is there Rashi?
It's fine. Okay. Keep going.
Okay.
Kusmin Gulba Shibon Dishna Shibol Shoel. Great. Okay.
Kusmin Gulba Shibon Dishra Shibolas Shoel Shibale Tala.
Great. Okay. Now, what about other greens? So the Gemara says, Hani.
So Hani in Orez Vedochan.
No, so Hani in.
Oh, so Hani in.
Right, so Vedochan. These five, yes.
Oh,
right?
Orez Vedochan, low.
So rice and millet, no. Okay?
So not honey millet.
Right, so again, so. Pshita. Hold on a second. Pshita.
Yeah, that's
in the big. Right, so that's like a pshita. What do you mean? The Mishnah only said these five. Right? Why would you have a Havamina that's anything other than these five? The Mishnah says these five. What do you mean, Orez? Right? Oh, I'll tell you how you know. Manani Mili, Samar Shem Lakish. Samar Shem
Lakish, Bechain Tan Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Bechain Tan Debe Rabbi Eliezer.
Now listen to this. This is important. Amar Kra.
Amar Kra, Lo Sochal Alav Chamit, Shivas Yemim Tochal Alav Matos.
Okay.
So, Dvarim Habaim Lidei.
Wait a second. So, don't eat Lo Sochal Alav Chamits, right?
Eat Chamits, and for 7 days, eat on it matzah.
Okay, but let's get the on it part, okay? You can't have chametz. You cannot consume chametz. But what should you do? And I know I'm biasing you a little bit, all right? Because that's like the gross type of thing. But on the 7 days, you have matzah. Okay, so no chametz, yes matzah. I can't make it simpler than that. Okay, so the Gemara says devarim. Right. So which things are you? Okay, it's very got to be very careful here. Which things devarim that things that are made to ferment, right? Adam.
Then your yotzei your chiv for matzah.
Okay, what was I saying? There's a little. Come on, man. There's a detail here, but it's very important. There's a little switch. A little switch in the Gemara. I'll read it one more time.
Talk about Isser Chametz. It just says yotzei
matzah. Meaning what?
Meaning that it's possible that you could that they're not.
Accept that. In other words, like this. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us that we're talking about matzah. If it's your yotzei your chiv, what matzah are we talking about? Your matzah shel mitzvah.
Yeah.
Right. We all know there's something called matzah shel mitzvah, yotzei chiyuv. Now, at this point, what the Gemara is telling you is, what's the converse of the matzah shel mitzvah? Zucker had it right. It's chametz, right? But why? What could be in between the two? Like Zucker's saying.
What you're allowed to have.
What? Okay, can you have something that is considered to be matzah, right? But not matzah. Now, it's not a question. Just note. Note the opposite of matzah shel mitzvah is chametz. Okay? So now, it turns out only things that bo lidei chimutz. Okay. Adam. Okay. Now, Yatsu Elu.
So Yatsu Elu in Bayin Lidei Chimutz, Ela Lidei Sirchem.
Okay.
So these are exceptions that they don't leaven, they don't ferment. Rather, they.
What's Sirchem? Anyone know what that means? Sirchem.
Well, we had it.
We did. He's saying, why is rice excluded? Right. Right. Of course, rice is excluded because what happens when I mix my rice flour with water? It becomes disgusting. What do you mean it becomes disgusting? So look at Rashi. Orez v'dochen.
Orez v'dochen. Ein osin chametz.
So they cannot become chametz. We're going to translate chametz. We'll call it from like risen bread, leavened bread, right? V'im.
V'im machmitzin osan masrichim. And if you try to leaven it, it'll rot.
Okay. So everyone, is that clear? So what happens when I go ahead and mix my rice flour with water? A, it will not become bread. And even it's funny, it's lashon. And if I try to machmitz it, if I try to set it on a fermenting road, what's going to happen to it? It'll become disgusting. It'll be rotten. It rots. Okay? Okay. So therefore, I, again, going back to the matzah, I can't use this for my matzah shal mitzvah. Okay, but you got a serious problem, though. Because you guys know what Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. But 1 second, go on, Masnisin. So
Masnisin to look at Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. It's not like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. The Amar Orez min Daganu. Is that rice is one of the grains. B'chayven al chimutzo karis. And if you have it on Pesach, you're chayv karis.
So if you stop right now, we got major, major problems here. Like, this is monstrous. Why is this such a monstrous problem? Okay, we get Metzias Machlokasim should raise major alarm bells. And this isn't just Metzias. This is massive Metzias. Because one side saying, look at the Nafkamina. One side saying that this thing, it doesn't ferment, right? It becomes disgusting through fermentation.
Whoa. It's a concept.
One way to learn, we'll see if that's the way to learn. One way to learn is say no. So what does he mean by Sirachun? It means, yeah, I can push it through the process of fermentation, but the product, right, will be disgusting. But if that's, but it still raises the same question. According to Rav Yochanan, right? How could it be? How could this be? How could you have machlokes with this Issur Karis or not? And when you say disgusting, is it ochal?
Yeah.
And another Messias machlokes, is it ochal or not?
Can you say it similar to the Adam Yotze Bo Yedecho Vasu with Pesach, but he's still Yotze for Pesach for Matzah. V'chein Haya Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri Omer.
No, you skipped. No. Go back. Damar, he says, Orez ben Daganu, b'chayim l'chim b'sukaris. Desanya, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Oser, b'orez, mibnei, kar v'hachmetz. You didn't read that yet. Yeah, it's okay.
It's close to...
Okay, so as much as Feder was desperately trying to make this work easily, which I agree, the next words right here become a serious problem. See, Rav Yochanan plays his hand and says, I'll tell you why I hold Orez and Dochen, Orez, why you Yotze your Matzah Shal Mitzvah. You want to know why? Because it's Karav L'Hachmetz. What does Karav L'Hachmetz mean? Rashi. Oser b'Orez v'Dochen. The Pesach. Okay, fine. I don't give them enough stuff. Go down to the next one. Shekarav L'Hachmetz.
Alma Bali De Chimutz.
So it does ferment.
So then you can't be Yotze for Matzah.
Okay, so it does become Chimutz. What do you mean it does become, it does ferment or does rise? And what does Karav mean?
You're wrong.
Like you don't know what Karav means. Speculate. You know, because what the Gemara is about to say, the Gemara is going to say, Ibailahu. What does Karav L'Hachmetz mean? If I ask you right now, what's a simple way of saying Karav L'Hachmetz? What do you think that means? Karov L'Hachmetz. Near to. What?
Not yet.
Okay.
So Rashi says it is Chimutz.
Oh, so look at the Gemara. Ibailahu, Karav L'Hachmetz.
Karav L'Hachmetz, Dekadim
U'Machmetz, which means what?
That it's before.
No, come on. It's fast. Okay, so... by the way, it's faster than other things. So if I mix my flour and my wheat flour with water, let's assume it takes X, right? If I do it with Orez, it's going to be much faster, right? So so that's one explanation, right? So therefore, that's why, right? Again, it's a super chametz food. If that, not that it's better, but I'm saying it's that much faster to become chametz.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Or Dilma.
Karav L'Hachmetz.
Chametz Gamer Lohave. Or no Orez. Gets really close to being fermented, right? But not quite. Whereas, what do you call it? It's not chametz gummer.
Right. So, tashma.
One second.
Isn't this still a factual machlokes?
Question for you. Rav Yochanan says, karav l'hachmetz. That's why, right? I'd be chayv karis if I had rice bread on Pesach. That's why I can be yotzei my mitzvah with rice matzah. Because it's karav l'hachmetz. Now, if I then told you, Ibailahu, there's two ways of learning karav l'hachmetz, Rav Yochanan's statement, why would you ever bring up the first part, the second possibility, that's not chametz gamor. Why would you ever bring up that possibility? Rav Yochanan is the one who said it's karav l'hachmetz. Of course he maintains by the first one. You understand?
Yeah.
It's like a foolish way of, like, why do we even waste our time with this? Rav Yochanan can never learn the second way in the Ibailahu. It's absurd. You understand? Like, it's a funny, Ibailahu is a gabar usually mean, we have a statement with two logical possibilities. Yeah, if it was objective. Rav Yochanan saying karav l'hachmetz must mean what? The first way. It can never mean the second way.
That means if it's the other way, it must be wrong.
The Gemara's, the reason why I'm telling this to you is that you can't explain this as like a Havamina in Rav Yochanan. It's absurd, right? No, but what he's saying is that Rav Yochanan uses the term Karav L'Hachmetz. So the Gemara, in a sense, if you're the narrator, is kind of scratching his head and wondering, why didn't you just say it is Chametz, right? In other words, when he says...
Not that he would have been better.
Right, there's something about the fact that he's using Karv L'Hachmitz, that Rav Yochanan knows he's opening himself up to this question, right? That's what's important to understand, okay? When you work out this non-Mitzias, Mitzias Machlokas, okay? And so just to finish it up, Tashma, so the Gemara is a Raya, the Sanya, I'm Rav Yochanan Ben Uri.
I'm Rav Yochanan Ben Uri. Orez min dagan hu, v'achayven al chimut zukaris, v'adam yotzibo yidei chavas v'pesach.
Right, so obviously it's a Raya. Which way does he hold Karv L'Hachmitz? It must mean the first way.
Yeah.
Okay. So now let me ask you a question, okay? Another question. A lot of questions here. Right? This is very hard to define. Very hard, I think. Right? Question. So, according to... Take a look at that Ritva, just to help with Siruach. But let's assume Sirchun means what? How do you want to learn Sirchun? Rats. What does that mean?
It becomes non-ochel.
Bold. Non-ochel, okay? Well, but doesn't Rav Yochanan hold that when I mix Orez with water, what happens to it? It's
still matzah.
Not just doser, but what?
It's totally
ideal matzah, and yeah. It ferments faster? Now, going back to what you said, that sounds very Mitzias-y, doesn't it? Right?
Mitzias-y.
Okay. How do you find this?